Daf Ayin Dalet, we completed most. There are many Rishonim over here. We just finished the Gemara with the Tosfos. Tosfos seems to learn Pshat in the Gemara Esther Karka Olam Oisa. Gemara was bothered with the Kasha. There are three klolim that on the Gimel Aver Sachamoris you always say Harib Bal Yavar. Or if it's b'farhesia sharei averes b'farhesia yorei bal yavah b'shas hashmad even mitzina is also yorei bal yavah. So the Gemara was bothered with the kasha: how come Esther was permitted to live with Achashverosh? Tosfos seems to learn pshat in the Gemara Esther karka olam oisa. Gemara was bothered with the kasha. There are three klolim that on the Gimel Aver Sachamoris you always say yorei bal yavah. Or if it's b'farhesia sharei averes b'farhesia yorei bal yavah b'shas hashmad even mitzina is also yorei bal yavah. So the Gemara was bothered with the kasha: how come Esther was permitted to live with Achashverosh? It was sharei averes, but it was b'farhesia, because there were asarim Yisrael who knew about this. There weren't asarim Yisrael present in the room when she was doing the avera in the bedroom, but there were asarim Yisrael who knew about it. So this should be considered sharei averes b'farhesia. So to this, the Gemara gave the two answers, which we accept both of them. Abai gave the answer, Esther Karka Olam Oisa, and Ro gave the answer, Anasas Mashayim. So Tosfos seems to have interpreted Karka Olam that it's Shevi Al Tasa. So Tosfos says if they want to throw you on a Tinoik in order to kill a Tinoik, so if you'll put up a fuss, they'll kill you, but they won't throw you on a Tinoik. So Tosfos says, Mistap in such a case, that since the whole din of Yehoreg Bal Yavah by Ritzich is based on the Svara of Maichos is the dominant of Chesim Ketveh, etc., so that means you don't know whether your Pekoach Nefesh is more important than his, you don't know whether his is more important than yours. So Sheval Tassar, if you don't know what to do, so don't do anything Bekum B'yaseh. So don't do anything Bekum B'yaseh means don't go and shoot the other one to save your own life. But if they're going to throw you on the Tinek also, don't do anything Bekum B'yaseh. Allow them, let them throw you on the Tinek, and don't put up a fuss, don't make a fight. So that's how Tosfos seems to have understood Karka Olam. That's what Rabbi Chana Wasserman has in the Shiurim, Aksubis, and on Yevamos. So that's how Tosfos seems to have understood the concept of Karka Olam. That Shevi Al Tasa, you leave everything to Shevi Al Tasa. Not all the Rishonim agreed to this. The Muki Yosef and Ardaf quotes another pshat that the Ramban holds from a whole different pshat. Karka Olam means something totally different. He's bothered with the kasha. The Gemara in Shabbos tells the story that there was Elisha Balak Nafayim, that he was wearing tefillin b'shas gzeres hashmad. The government didn't allow them to keep the mitzvah tefillin, so he fined the government wearing tefillin. But then when the policeman came down the block and he saw he was going to catch him, so he took off the tefillin and he put it in his pocket, put it in his hand. So then the goyish policeman asked, "What's that?" He knew that he had tefillin. So he told the lion, he said, "It's kanfiyoina. It's the wings of a dove." And then he said, "Let me see it." So he opened up his hand, and that's occurred that it turned into kanfiyoina. And he was nitzah. And that's occurred because he was such a tzaddik. So Tosfos Nereshenim asked Kakashe, if he was such a tzaddik that he defied the government, and he wore tefillin b'shas gzeres hashmad, so this was gzeres hashmad. So why did he take off the tefillin when the policeman came? Hashas hashmad, you're not allowed to violate the mitzvah. Tosfos says, "Ushtet, you have to wear tefillin all day long." We don't wear tefillin all day long. We finish davening, you have to lay. Some people in Mahadrid and Zviz Magdalens, they take off middle of Chazor HaShas, and they run to the office. They don't wear tefillin. They wear tefillin. Some people daven 15 minutes, and Shainov Gidav. So he wore tefillin already. He already fulfilled the mitzvah tefillin. It's not much you have to wear the rest of the day. That's what Tosfos writes over there. So the Muki Yosef on our daf, he's also bothered with that kasha. So he gives a different teretz on the kasha. He says that you never apply Yehoreg Bal Yavor to a mitzvah saseh, only to a mitzvah lo saseh. Let's say they'll make a gzeres hashmad, then no one should sit in sukkah, or no one should shake a lulav in an esrog. So he says if the nachri wants to, he can take away the sukkah, he can take away the lulav in the esrog. That'll be the end of the story. So since he can... Let's say when it comes to an Aveira, the Nakri wants to force to pressure me to eat Chazan. B'shas Hashmad. They want to force all the Jews to eat Chazan. So So if he doesn't, if I don't eat the chazer, there's no way he can force me. I'll insist that no, he'll kill me, that'll be the end. I will not eat the chazer. It's physical. I have the physical ability to withhold from you, to not to eat the chazer. Or let's say, to be boiled an eshishish. He says, I should do the aveira, otherwise he's going to kill me. I say no, so he'll kill me. He can't force me to do the aveira. I'll say no. And he'll say yes, it'll be a draw. So he'll kill me. That'll be the end of the story. But he can't force me. When it comes to mitzvah, say, he'll take away the shirk, he'll take away the tefillin. Goodbye. That's the end of the story. So that's how they understood, that's how the Nebuki Yosef and the Ramban understood the Gemara. Karko Olam Shaini, es the Karko Olam Hoysa, you've got, not that it's Shei Ve'al Tasa, not that it's, you have two chiyuvim which are contradictory to each other, and neither has a difference over the other. You have on the one hand the mitzvah Pikuach Nefesh, on the other hand the Aveira of Lysinov, that's how the Rivom understood, and the Rabbi Tam said, no, even if it will be a case of a Karkonim, you'd still say Yehar V'Yavar by Gimel Aveira Sahamuras. That's not the Shkulim Haim, and you say Shevi Al Tasa. Whatever, Rabbi Tam holds that the Gemara only said they had the Karkonim by Chil Hashem, by an Aveira Beparhesi. So what do you have? You have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem on the one hand, and the mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh on the other hand, and the Shkulim. And you can't say this is Decha this, you can't say that Decha that, it's Shkulim. So what do you do? How do you figure it? It's a dilemma. So the Klal is Shevi Al Tasa. That's how the Rabbi Natan learned the Gemara, that's how the Rivon learned the Gemara. They just had an argument, the Rabbi Natan and the Rivon had an argument. What would be the din if it would have been Gilei Arayis? The Gemara didn't ask for Esther Gilei Arayis. The Gemara asked for Esther Karkoel, for Esther Farhesi Ahoy, Vashar Aver Esfabesi. So the Rivon said, no, that's a double question. If it would have been Gilei Arayis, then about that would have been the answer. Karkoelum Shaini. Shev Al Tasa. Rabbi Natan disagrees. No, it's not true. If it would have really been Gilei Arayis, that would have not been a Teret. That would have not been a Kula. Because the din is that the Avera, Gilei Arayis, is Dechet Pikuach Nefesh. It's not that it's Shkula and maybe you don't know what to do, and maybe it's a dilemma, and maybe Shev Al Tasa. Right, so that was a detailed machlokes there, Rabbi Natan and the Rivon. How far does this Kalal of Karkoelum go? But what is the meaning, Karkoelum? So Rabbi Chanan explained it very well. Karkoelum, based on the text. Karkoelum means like the Gemara in Erev and Dachu, Shev Al Tasa Odet. If the case the Gemara had there, the Matan Dalish and the Tavra of Matan Achas, he has a carbon that's supposed to have one zrik on one corner of the Mizbech. Then he brought another carbon supposed to have four zrikas on the four corners of the Mizbech. And the Dalim got mixed up together, now it's all in one klisharis. So what should he do? So it's a Mishnah Zvachim and Machlokes of Lezer Rabbi Shu. Should he do Dalit zrikas, so he's covered? No, but then it's Bal Tosif on the Matan Achas. Should he do one zrik? So b'diyevet the din is that he's yotzei b'chatos. We paskin that kovin chatos only needs lachatchila from mitzvah b'shleimusi. You need dalet zrikas on the dalet kanis on his bed. But b'diyevet if you only do the zrika on one corner on his bed, b'diyevet we paskin like b'shilo that it's good. That's in perik b'shamay and zrochim. Machlod b'shamay b'shilo. So we paskin b'diyevet one zrika is good. Yeah, one zrika is good b'diyevet. But if you do it lachatchila, you're right on bal tigra. So whatever you're gonna do here, toynish. If you're gonna do dalet zrikas, it'll be a violation of bal tosif. On the Matan Achas, if you do one zrika, it'll be a violation of Bal Tigra. On the Matan Dalet, so the Gemara in Erev and Dafku has a discussion of that mission. So the Gemara says one of the considerations is not, this is not always the criterion. This is not always the consideration that wins. One of the considerations is if you have an alternative between doing an aver b'kumdi aser or doing an aver b'shev al tasa, whichever way you're going to do is no good. That's a dilemma. So shev al tasa. That's one of the considerations. So that's what Rabbi Chanan points out, that both the Rabbi Natan and the Rivom understood that that's what the phrase means in the Gemara. Esther Karko Elam Haisa means the Shevi Al Tasa Odet. They just had an argument, the Rabbi Natan and the Rivom had an argument, whether this din of Shevi Al Tasa Odet only applies to the case of Kiddush Hashem, or even applies to the case where there's an issue of Yehar Gal Yava by Gilead Rice. But that's how they touched the Gemara. The Nebuki Yosef with the Ramban do not understand it like that. They say Karko Elam Haisa, even if the Isha will resist, the Nachri Achashverish can be Ma'anis Esther Bal Karcho. So there's no way for her to prevent herself from doing the Aveir. If they come to a man and they say he should violate Gilei Arayis, he should violate Macholos Asuras, he or she should violate Macholos Asuras, if they'll Farakshin Zich and say, we don't want to violate Macholos Asuras, so the man will say, I don't want to violate Gilei Arayis, there's no way to force him to. So then the Halacha will say, Yehar Goyam, but by the Isha, since the Nachri has Bicholta to force them to violate the Avera anyway, So then the whole din of Yehar Galiyava doesn't apply. That's how the Ramban, that's how the Nebuki Yosef understood. So the Nebuki Yosef said, this is the reason why the Gemara said in Shabbos, here by Elisha Balak Nafayim. On page 34 in the Nebuki Yosef, it's those who have a Nebuki Yosef, it's five lines from the bottom. Afilu Bishas Hashmad, Kidi Aminan Mishabbos Daf Memtez, Gabi Elisha Balak Nafayim. He took off the tefillin. He took off the tefillin. So Tosis writes on that Gemara. He took off the tefillin. He didn't do anything wrong. What's wrong? The other Balabatim took off the tefillin after Shabbos. He was a tzaddik. He was wearing tefillin all day long. He's walking in the street with tefillin. Who walks with tefillin in the street? You don't have to. You can go to shul and put on a tefillin in the shul. So he was doing extra. So that's not considered now there. But the Nebuki Yosef gives a different answer. So he says the reason why it's mutal if he showed the Adam Lahavit, the Nochem could have come, taken away the tefillin, and not given back his tefillin. So they'd make it impossible for him. The Nochri has beholden to make it impossible for the Yid to keep the mitzvah. So then there's no din of Yehor Goyav. That's how he read Pshat in Esther Karkov. It's a totally different Pshat. In 1933, when the Nazis made the Gzeiris Hashmad, they said that Shechita is inhumane, and you have to tabalachai, and you have to stun all the animals before you shech them. So it was a big shaila whether is the Shechita good? If you stun the animal first, then you do the Shechita, is it a good Shechita? So this Rida Yesh has a whole half of the Sefer. He lived in Berlin at that time, so he has half of the Sefer. The collection of Chulas, Rabbi Chaim Weiser wrote, and all the Rabban in Germany and Eastern Europe, everybody was writing. So he quotes among the various letters, all the Chulas that he has. One of the Rabbanim said that he never stunned the animals before. So the shaila was, maybe the halacha allows it, maybe it's permissible, maybe there's no chash trefus, maybe there's nothing wrong. So one of the Rabbanim said, but you're not allowed to give in because it's Xeris Hashmad, they're trying to harass the Yidin, they're trying to do away with Shechita. This is the first step. Next step is going to be the Gona Retzeh. So that Korach HaMiyorba doesn't relate back to me. You can't call two different people the Retzeh. I'm only the Gram Retzeh, like if I hire a hitman to kill the other person. So the one who hires the murderer, the Mishaleach, is the Gram Retzeh. And Mishaleach, the one who does the Retzeh, he's the real Retzeh. So that's where the Chachamim hold. And Rabbi Yudah holds, no. So Machalik is a Metzias. In this case, whether the Nochesh has to exercise Bechira Chavshis, in order to kill a person. If the Nochesh is not exercised in Mechira Chavshis, so then it's just a plain Koach Acham Yoruba, then it relates back to me, and I'm Chayiv Misa Mitam Ratzeh. Problematic. Stami doesn't mean that exactly. Otherwise, there wouldn't be an Oynish Misa for the shor.
That's
the test
that
the Rovers gave. And this daf, there are going to be quite a few, and in Zayin, there are going to be quite a few important halachas that are not only relevant for Hilchos Retzeach, but are relevant for Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos Tzitzis, and Hilchos Mikvos. Okay, we'll have to, it relates to Kol HaTarkum. But then the next week we'll have to continue. In the beginning of Parshas Hamor, we have the dinim of Kohanim, that Kohanim are not permitted to be metame l'meisim, unless it's one of the seven relatives, so then it says lo yitam, then it's permitted to be metame. So the Gemara in Saita on Dav Gimel has a machloike satanan, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, how to read the pasuk lo yitam. Rabbi Shmuel says that it's a rishus. If he wants to, he's permitted to be metame to the zayin krovim. Normally he's forbidden to be metame to any meisim, with the exception of the zayin krovim. And we pass like Rabbi Akiva that lo yitam is a chayva. It's not a rishus. It's an obligation. The kohen is obligated to be mitami. What's the obligation? So the Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Chof that this pasuk is the side of kavod abrius. There's a mitzvah to show kavod abrius. The different levels of kavod abrius. This is one level of kavod abrius. Then the pasuk continues to say, if you have a kohen gadol, so he's not even permitted to be mitame to the seven relatives. maybe Mishnah said, unless it's a meis mitzvah. It's a meis mitzvah, then it's a bigger issue of covered up. Mamish, no one's going to be metapel in the kibur. Even talking there are other people that can be metapel in the kibur. But still, if the relatives, if the seven relatives don't come, that would constitute a bizoyin ameis. And by the kengadol, we're not allowing him to be metamei for this lower level of covered up. You have to have dafke the higher level of covered up, namely the meis mitzvah. The whole din of Kavod Avias is based on the assumption that everyone was created in Tzelem Elokim and that we are all Bonim Lamakam, the Bnei Sola Bonim Lamakam. So a person has to show Kavod Avias to the other one because of this fact, that he has this Tzelem Elokim. The Rishonim say, it's really a Gemara in the second Perek in Ketubos, that the original Pasuk, the original Mokar for the mitzvah of Kavod Avias is Lo Yitama. It happens to be talking about Kavod Avias to a mace, but Kavod Avias to Chayim is a Kavod Chayim from Kavod Avias to the mace. Usually people have the attitude, after the person died, then we're very respectful. We go to the funeral, we're not mobile. While the person was alive, we're not some medaktik, Tmim Mechabedim. So the Rishonim point out that it's just Faker, it's a Kavod Chayim. The Pasuk says that even to a mace, there's a din of Kavod Avias. Kavod Chayim to a Chah. In fact, there's a major machloikis in Rishonim, what we learned, Masech HaShachas, we touched on a little bit. In the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yontif has it. The Gemara says in a few places that Kavod Avias is such an important inyan, this mitzvah is so important. It's Deuche Isurim Derabbanan. A Dion in Achreim is a Deuche all Isurim Derabbanan. It's a Klal, it's Deuche all Derabbanan. And maybe it's only Deuche those specific Derabbanan that the Gemara happens to mention. Usually we assume it's Deuche all Derabbanan. That's the way it's usually assumed. So there's a big machloikas the Meiri has in Masech HaShabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, big machloikas HaKehilas. In Europe, half of the Kehillahs follow the one opinion, half follow the other. When you say that Kavod Avias is Deicha Dinam Derabbanan, does that only go on Kavod Achayim? Does it even go on Kavod HaMesim? Maybe Kavod HaMesim is not enough. Kavod HaMesim is less than Kavod Achayim. Maybe Kavod HaMesim is not Deicha Dinam Derabbanan. Maybe it's only Kavod Achayim that's Deicha Dinam Derabbanan. The Gemara talks about the Beisakise on Shabbos, to carry pebbles, mukse, karmelis. That's all Kavod Achayim. It's talking about Kavod Achayim by the Beisakise. Gemara never says explicitly that Kavod HaMesim is Deicha. The Gemara says someone died and they allowed them to carry the mace and the Karmel is because of Kavod Avias, because Karmel is only the Abonim. So in that Gemara is the Machlokes. They allowed them to carry the mace because of what? Because the person died in the dining room. He died in the living room. So they want to sit Shabbos, they want to eat the meal. They're going to sit with the dead body there. Maybe it's because of Kavod HaChayim. Or maybe it's because of Kavod HaMesim. The body's going to decompose, going to smell, so they want to put it in their freezers, they want to carry it in karmelis. So because of whose Kavod HaMesim did they move? Were they allowed to violate the din of Tilpum Mukhtse? Were they allowed to violate the din to be metaltal in a karmelis? So that's a big machloikis. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the machloikis. The Mechaber with the Mishnah Berurah, they quote the machloikis on Yontif Sheni, in Hilchas Yontif it's quoted. Yontif Sheni permitted even to do the Kfur Al Yidei Yisrael. Because Kachol Shal Yerabon, and on Yom Tov Rishon, Yisafke Bo Amim, and the Nochrim have to do the Kvura. So there's a big machlokes in Rishonim. Some Rishonim say the Nochrim have to do the digging of the grave, because that's a melacha deraisa. To dig a choyfa guman, you're going to use the guman. You're going to use the guman in order to bury the mace. What about to wash the body, to do the tara? What about to do other things that are only melacha Yisurim Derabon, to be metaltal muktzit, to be metaltal mace, is only the Rabbana. So half of the Rishonim say, whatever is only the Rabbanon, so Kavod Avias is a matter of all the Rabbanons. The others say, no, what kind of business? Kavod Avias is a matter of the Rabbanons, only Kavod Achayim, but here it's Kavod HaMesim, Kavod HaMesim is not matter. So Mishnah Berurah quotes a big machlokes of Rishonim about that, the different communities in Europe where they follow the different opinions. So this is a common mistake that people... If you have a kikar atinok, so it's better to use a kikar atinok to be matter the yisur mukts. But if you don't have a kikar atinok, so should you say the kavod avias of the kavod hameis is matter the yisur derabbanan of tilpum mukts or not? So some shalom say yeah, and others say no, that's kavod hameis, not kavod achayim. If you have a kikar atinok, then it's streamlined the head. Then for sure it's mukts. But if you don't have, or the Gemara says, well, you have to carry in the karmelis, so then the kikratinik does not. Kikratinik only helps to take off the issue of the muktzah, but not to take off the issue of carrying in the karmelis. So that's the halacha that's usually not observed, that we assume that the pasuk says lo yitamo is a chiyuv to demonstrate kavod avias, means even to the mason, but kavod chaimah to the chaim, even more so.
That story you told about the yichud with the yichud and all that, Isaiah Koningsberg has that written up in a law book. Yeah, so I'll tell him, maybe he'll give it to you.
What was the psalm?
I don't remember. He showed it to me, but it's a long time ago.
I thought Michael Hecht was the one who testified.
It could be.
Michael says he doesn't remember.
Oh, well, I don't know. Koningsberg has it all written up in a law book, so I'll tell him to show contact. I'm not sure. I think Koningsberg told me that the boy was...